In CI News this week, Amnesty International is criticised for branding the Christian Institute and others anti-rights organisations. Jersey becomes the first part of the British Isles to introduce euthanasia. And staff at a neonatal unit celebrate as the baby born at 22 weeks and 3 days is discharged. Hello, welcome to CI News on the 17th of July. I'm Rhys Curnow. The Christian Institute has reaffirmed its commitment to be salt and light in the public square after Amnesty International UK branded its work anti-rights. In its briefing, A Growing Threat, Amnesty claimed to have identified a network of groups targeting the rights of women and LGBT plus people, including Christian charities, pro-life organisations and gender-critical campaigners. And it accused the Institute of fostering moral panic and posing a threat to human rights protections. But following widespread criticism, Amnesty withdrew the report. Our director, Kieran Kelly, told Premier Christian Radio that the CI remains unapologetic and unbowed.
Their fixation seems to be people who don't like or who push back against gender ideology, people who push back against abortion, people who are unwilling to see free speech criminalised through a conversion practices ban. And we tick a number of those boxes. We've got over 60,000 supporters, nearly 65,000 supporters around the UK and the Republic of Ireland. We're supported by around 5,500 churches. I don't think our supporters hear of something like this and think, oh, I'd better think twice about supporting the Christian Institute. They understand what we stand for. We stand for biblical truth and that biblical truth playing out in society.
Jersey's assisted suicide law has been granted royal assent, enabling eligible residents to get help to kill themselves as early as next year. The legislation allows assisted suicide or euthanasia for terminally ill adults who are expected to die within 6 months or 12 months if they have a neurodegenerative condition. The bill was passed in February, but royal assent was needed as Jersey is a Crown dependency, so the UK Ministry of Justice is responsible for ensuring laws align with human rights and international obligations. Legislation on the Isle of Man is currently awaiting royal assent after it was initially rejected over human rights concerns. Campaign group Care Not Killing said the Jersey bill is not compatible with the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and is considering a legal challenge. Its CEO, Dr. Gordon MacDonald, explained the legislation will fundamentally alter health and palliative care on Jersey and put the lives of vulnerable people at risk. An inquest has found that bookmaker William Hill could have done more to help a 40-year-old gambler who took his own life. Assistant Coroner Adela Williams criticised a lack of intervention by the gambling firm during the time leading up to the death of Gareth Evans. During a three-week period in 2020, Evans lost around £18,000 to the operator through his online account. Shortly before his suicide in 2021, he reportedly visited a William Hill betting shop several times a day, spending hundreds of pounds on its sports betting terminals. While Dad Tony recognised that nothing could change what happened to his son, he hoped the inquest's outcome would help people understand that gambling kills. Charles Ritchie of Gambling with Lives, a charity supporting Gareth's family, said Gareth's death was one of a growing number of cases where a coroner has recognised the role gambling played in a suicide. He called for a modern gambling law that reflects the risks posed by today's gambling products and industry practices. And finally, a baby born at 22 weeks and 3 days has returned home to his siblings after months in hospital. Baby Isaac weighed just 1.2 pounds at birth, around half a bag of sugar, and was discharged from the University Hospital in Coventry, weighing 6 pounds. Mum Vimbai said the family celebrated each gram he gained while in the neonatal and special care baby units. He's the youngest baby to survive at the hospital. Chief Nursing Officer Tracy Brigstock said she was incredibly proud of the care, compassion and expertise shown by our teams, adding that Isaac's journey is a powerful example of the strength shown by babies, families and staff every day in the neonatal services. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.